Good morning. The frontal system that initiated showers and thunderstorms yesterday is still working its way through interior New York and New England. Out ahead of the front will warm nicely into the middle and upper 80s, and another round of scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly in New England. And in central and eastern New England, we have the best chance for some severe weather with strong gusty winds, hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. Other thunderstorms will be below severe limits across the rest of the region today, and temperatures will reach into the lower to mid 80s on average. As that front passes through the region tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy as temperatures drop back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. For tomorrow, a pool of cool air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will settle in overhead. This will create instability as some sunshine will break through and warm the lower levels of the atmosphere. And eventually, this will lead to a few more pop-up showers and maybe even a passing thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, with highs holding in the middle to upper 70s. While the moisture will pivot through on Thursday, we'll have mainly dry weather, but it will remain cool with a mix of sun and clouds, just about everyone in the mid-70s, with even lower 70s for highs across the higher terrain. At this point, we'll watch a disturbance slide across the Ohio Valley toward the mid-Atlantic coast. It looks like this one's going to stay far enough south to leave us dry on Friday. The best chance for sunshine will be closer to the Canadian border, with the best chance for showers in the lower Hudson Valley and coastal New England. Highs on Friday will be in the upper 70s. It looks like this system will continue to track out over the open Atlantic on Saturday and Sunday, but there are some hints that it could hug the coast, so we'll leave the forecast up in the air for now and go with a mainly dry forecast at the moment, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80 both weekend days and a chance for showers and thunderstorms again on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for eastern New England, southwestward into the mid-Atlantic region, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of Nebraska and Kansas. A weak cold front shifting eastward through the day should support isolated storm development fueled by afternoon heating and destabilization. With the convection evolving within an environment featuring moderately strong southwesterly flow through a deep layer, fast-moving, semi-organized storms and storm clusters are expected through the afternoon, with isolated damaging wind and hail the risk today. And tropical storm warnings are in effect for the offshore waters around Hawaii. Tropical Storm Guillermo will move past the islands to the north over the next several days, producing high surf. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees, with a west wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 1.5 miles visibility in fog, 67 degrees, the dew point 64, 91% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.83 inches, and it is currently holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 90s, Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and storms in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 89 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 78, that's 6 degrees above normal. There was 0.5 inches of rain in Albany yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 0.11 below average, and 19.34 for the year, which is 3.74 inches of precipitation below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1955, and the record low, 46, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today, warm and humid with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the lower 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely, and highs in the middle 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Showers and storms this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, cooler with a few pop-up showers, maybe a thunderstorm, middle to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, cool on Thursday in the mid 70s. Mid to upper 70s on Friday, more sunshine toward Canada, more clouds toward the coast. Saturday and Sunday looks dry right now, mix of sun and clouds near 80, and scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.